Aleph Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're starting again, Chovas Halvavas. We're in the middle of Shar HaBitachon. We're in Perek Revi'i. We're going to start from page Kuf Nun Hey. He's talking about having Bitachon to Hashem, having Bitachon regarding the Schar of Mitzvahs. His aspect of Bitachon, which says that we have Bitachon, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us. He will reward us for the good things we do. That there's a schar that will, there'll be gemul for the things we do. That's not to say that that's the reason we should do things, but the Chazal Lovers recognizes that that's part of the makeup of a Yid's life, and it's a big yisod, really, because even though we're not doing it for that purpose, but to know that it's not just about what we do for these 120 years, for these 90 years, 100 years, 80 years, there's a gemul, there's a schar, and what we do has repercussions and totzos and consequences. And so that's a part of life. And we have bitachon, we rely on Hashem that these things will come about. And what it says in the Torah is true, you'll have gishmeichem be'itam, you'll have a pleasant life, b'chulu b'chulu. So that's this area of bitachon, which is on his list. It's number 6 on his list of 7 areas in which you have to have bitachon. He talks about why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. He went a shtickle off on a tangent. Why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. He gave quite a few reasons for that. We're on page, we'll go now to page Kuf Nun Hey. We learned it already, but we'll back up a little and we'll go further. Where he says a very interesting idea that the reason it doesn't say Olam Haba in the Torah is because we don't really deserve Olam Haba. No one really deserves it. Because you can't possibly, we can never do enough to really deserve it with Midas Hadin. So it's not in the Torah because it's really, it's extra legal. It's extra legal. In the legal system, which is the Torah, no one would get Olam Haba. It's a remarkable statement. Because you're always playing catch up. This is especially true, according to the Chovas Halvavos' perspective, that our avoda in this world is being makir tov and giving thanks and praising Hashem. We could never do enough of that because we're always behind and we're always catching up. So it's not just a question of because we do averus and other main tzaddik boros hashiyasa tov lo yechta. He says because how can you thank Hashem if you're always behind, and then you have to thank Him for the very fact that you're giving thanks? Like you can't possibly ever catch up. So you're not getting olam haba b'midas hadin. And that's why it's not in the Torah. He considers this a teretz to his question. So why does anyone get Olam Haba? You're supposed to have bitachon that you're getting Olam Haba. So what's your bitachon based on? She says there's only two ways, really, that this is going to happen. One, if you're from Matzdikei Harabim, you get others, whether it's in Kiruv, doesn't have to be necessarily Dafka Kiruv. If someone learns more because you buy soda at night, that's Matzdikei Harabim. Now, when we learned it a few weeks ago, we said that there's a mathematical beer to this. And that is that then your schusim increase exponentially. Because that person, his life changes, and Mamelet has repercussions to his children, and to his wife, and like his whole household, and maybe he starts being more makbid on Mahadrin Hechsherim, like, his whole life, it's well documented that people's lives change when they have a Seder every day and they come learn for an hour, their whole lives change. So that's one shot. That then your schusim increase exponentially. So instead of what you can do, so you have like maybe 1,000 people doing mitzvahs every day and you're getting the credit. today I thought of a different beer in why that helps. And that is, one of the Chayvus Halvavos' issues with people and their actions is that it's very rarely done with pure motive, with pure motives. So I think maybe, perhaps, one of the problems why we'll never get Olam Haba in Shuras Hadin is because our action, I said one beer before I get, but maybe another beer is because our actions are always tainted with self-interest, and we want to look good, and we want to fit in with the crowd, and we want people to think about us well, and people should know what big tzaddikim we are. So we always have, like, it's tainted, and that's what he spends the whole Shaar Yichud HaMaisa trying to get you to lose that and to do things like pure Tohar HaMaisa. That's Yichud HaMaisa.
Isn't it sensible, though, that after, just with Midas HaDin, after, say, a certain amount of Gehenim, people would still get...
I don't know, he's not going into that Cheshbon with Gehenim, and he's talking about, I don't know, Gehenim is when you have mostly... Gehenim is a schus. Gehenim is when you have mostly schuyas, but you have to be punished for your sins. Because that's how Hashem does. It usually doesn't cancel out. I say usually because at times it may. But usually it doesn't. So Gehenim is already, all the Sfarim say, Gehenim is already like, wow, I made it to Gehenim. Meaning I just have to live through Gehenim, so to speak, for 11 months and I'm home free. We're talking like, you ain't getting to Gehenim, man. You could start finding out what kafakela means. Kasu shalom. Supposed to be terrible, terrible punishment. Gehenim is like... Anyway, so I think maybe there's more tohar hamaisa, there's more purity of motive when you... Like, you're not getting any credit, really. Like, you know, you're making someone else from it. It really is a reflection of Avos Hashem. It's a reflection of how important you think it is to serve Hashem that you're going to spend time getting others to do it. Like Avraham Avinu. Like, his Avos Hashem was so great that, you know, he wants to spread the wealth, so to speak. So maybe that's the beer also in what he says as the Eitzah. That's number one. Number two is that it's a chesed. Maybe it's a deserved chesed. So, you know, the word deserved chesed is always a funny word because you say if it's deserved, it's not chesed. But that's not true because you have to deserve chesed. If you do chesed for your, you know, a lot of times when we are a mavater on things or we do a chesed, it's deserved. You say, you know, you deserve that I should overlook this because you're anyway such a nice person. Well, so if a person's trying hard and he's doing his best, so the Eibishter gives him Olam Haba. Now it's technically chesed. That's the second teretz, that we get it as chesed. But not everybody gets it. The Rosh doesn't get it as chesed. So if you deserve the chesed, you get it. So that's his second biur. His main point is to say why it doesn't say it in the Torah. That's his main point. So we're going to start from page Kuf Nun Hei. You know what, I said it already. So we'll start now after that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Umehem. He's still giving terutzim why it doesn't say Olam Haba in the Torah. And now he says a remarkable yusod. Mamish remarkable. I don't remember if we learned it already or not. Ari Stern will tell me. Yeah, well, we learned this already. He says, Maisa had tzedek mechlokim l'shnayim. Echad nistar, that's called Chovus Halvavos. Ein sofa osam ki im Hashem yisale. Kegon Chovus Halvavos v'don mehen. Umehem goli al ha'ibarim, what he calls Chovus ha'ibarim. She'en onel ha'mibnei yodam. V'hem ha'mitzvahs asher asiyoson guluyo be'ibarenu. Right. Now he says a tremendous yisod. Unbelievable yisod. He says, "Hare abori yisale gomel al ha'maisa ha'goloi al ha'evorim b'gemul goloi b'olam hazeh." You get schar in olam hazeh for the mitzvahs that you do b'goloi. That's a goy schar for a goloi action. Matim. You do things b'goloi, So you get Schar B'Goli. Schar B'Goli means an Olam Hazeh. Gishmeichem Be'itam. You have a pleasant life. You don't have too much doctor bills. That's... And the Olam HaBoschar, amazing, is for Yochovus Halvavus. Now, it makes sense according to the Yochovus Halvavus, because according to the Yochovus Halvavus are more who you are than your Eivorim. The Eivorim you have to do, but the lay really says who you are. So it makes sense that those mitzvahs of lave will determine your Olam HaBa. But here he's just saying, it doesn't say in the Torah, because this is like, it's all subterranean. It's all in the lave. So, you know, what are you going to say? If you do this, then this. Like, we don't know. Like, you don't know what a person is doing. It's all in the lave. How much kavana you have. How much purity of motive you have. How much you care about the ani. It's all in the lave. And that's where your Olam HaBa is. The Torah can write, if you put on tefillin, okay. And if you don't put on tefillin, okay. If you're Mechal Shabbos, this is what's going to happen to you. But here, it's all in the lave. Like, the Torah doesn't deal with that part of life that's hidden. Nobody knows, nobody could see, no one can prove it. Only, it's between you and Hashem, so it's not in the Torah. That's what he says. But the whole, the Yisrael is a... What? Yeah, yeah. Well, Torah Shabbat Sab, we're talking. I mean, the Torah Shabbat Peh just means B'Kabbalah, that he said already. That we have it B'Kabbalah from the Nevi'im. That was one of his terutzim, that it's no big kasha, just like tefillin's not in Torah Shabbat. We have it B'Kabbalah in the Masorah. So Olam HaBa, we have B'Kabbalah in the Masorah. And it only says one or two words in the Torah that allude to it. That's not so atypical than anything else. That was one of his terutzim. He gave like eight terutzim.
I'm saying you could hear why it's a kasha. It's not, okay, it's like tefillin, but it's... You know, okay. This is eternity. That was one of his terutz.
Okay. He gave eight terutz, and that was one of them. Haray, look what he says. Four lines from the bottom. Haray, Abori Yisal Gomel Ala Maisa HaGolei Ala Eivorim B'Gmul Goloi B'Olam Hazeh V'Yigmul Ala Maisa Pnimi HaNistar B'Gmul Nistar. A Maisa Nistar gets a Gmul Nistar. V'Gmul Olam HaBa. V'Lufikach Teiro HaChosid B'Loshin Amor Al Kach B'Omro I would assume that he's looking at the pasuk as Pashut having two hands. That's the part that's hidden away. And then there's a schar that's neged b'nei Adam. Then he says, v'kach darchei ha'onesh. The same thing by onesh. You get an onesh begolui for an avera begolui, and if your chayvus halvavus is shalom b'seder, then your onesh is your onesh is also b'seder, meaning not open and begolui. Okay, we'll stop here. Some kids are. We're going to learn kuf lamed dalet. Eitan, you got to figure out a kickoff for Night Seder.
Yeah.
A kickoff, like with streamers and a suda. Like tomorrow morning, we're making
a camping trips and futsalar.
So like, on. Everybody's back.
No.
What they said?
The unofficial.
Barak, they came back last night.
Oh, they're
They came back last night. Joel was on it. Mordechai Bernstein was on it.
I didn't realize. I
thought maybe they were back last night. Don't listen to one story. No, I mean, it's a problem.